Okay, so a lighter unit here. So after this whole Gemara, smicha, not smicha, whatever. We have two. We have a story. Bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Taner Rabbanan Masa beHillel Azakin Shehevi Olas Ola Azara. Once Hillel came, and he brought his Ola into the Beis Hamikdash. Lismach LaBiyomtiv to do smicha because he thinks it's mutter. Chavru Olav Talmidei Shammai Azakin. And the students of Shammai ran at him. And Amar Lo Mativa Shel Behema Zu. What type of carbon is this? Amar Lam Nikevuhi Lizif Cheshlam Mevesiya. Don't worry. Right, this is not an Ola, I'm not coming to do smicha, it's a shlamim, don't worry about it. Kish Kishlam Biznava, and he hides, right, he kicks the tail to hide the genitals, right, so he can't tell it's a male. Volchulem, they leave. Vaholso Ayam Gavra Yadam Shal Shamay Bezhilil. So at that point, they thought they won, because Beis Hillel admitted to them, don't worry, I'm not doing smicha, I'm bringing a different carbon, right? Don't worry about it. And one of Shammai's students was there, Bava ben Buta Shmo, and he knew the halacha was like Beis Hillel against his Rebbe. Vishalach Vahavi called son Kedar Shibushalayim. So he took all the best sheep in Yerushalayim, Vehemidan Ba'azara, and he put them in the Azara of Amar, Kol Misharotza Lismoch, Yavo Beyismoch. Whoever wants to come and bring a carbon and do smicha, come and do it. The Oso Ayam, and that, because of that effect, Gavra Yadan, Shel Beis Hillel, Vakabu Halacha Kmosan, Velahaya Sham Adam Shir Bedavar Klum. And the halacha was therefore established like Beis Hillel. And no one challenged it. And Shuv Ma'aseh B'Talmid Echad Mitalmidei Beis Hillel. There was another story of a student of Beis Hillel, Shevilasa Lazara, Lismoch Aleha, Matzu Talmid Echad Mitalmidei Beis Shammai, and a student of Beis Shammai came in Amrlo, Mazu Smicha. And he said, what is this Smicha, right? That you're going to do Smicha, right? Rashi said, Shata Rotza Lismoch, Valabra Livri Beis Shammai, Valo Anu Cholkan Aleichem, right? How can you, you're about to do Smicha, how can you do that? Amrulahem Mazu Shtika, right? Don't you know how to shut up, right? Shatka Benazifa, so he was quiet, Vahalacha, when he left. And Amr Abaye, Hilka, Chaitsuru, Mirabanan, Amrulay Chavre Milsa, Lola Hadrulay Milsa, Tvei Mimad, Amrulay Chavre. From here we see that when someone says something to you, you shouldn't respond more than they said to you. Di Amrulay Mazu Smicha, the Gamahadrulay Mazu Shtika. Right, he responded him in kind. Right, don't go above and beyond. If someone gives you a rude, curt one-liner, so respond with a curt one-liner. Right, don't aggravate it. Right, respond in kind and end the debate. Okay, I don't have much to say on that. Right, it's nice. I don't have much to say, and I want to focus on the first part. Okay, specifically one little point, which is, why did Hillel lie? Right, why did Hillel lie? Right, the students come at him. He thinks the halachas like him. So why is he lying?
He is Hatzur. He was considered he was not a warrior. He didn't have that personality.
Right, so we know in general, right, that he's a more laid-back personality. Or in short, right, Mishanim Panei Shalom. Right, peace. He wasn't argumentative. He didn't fight. He wasn't combative. So why raise a fight? Right, the students of Shammai are coming, so just okay. So lie a little bit. It's mutter. We know the Gemara in Yevama Samachayim and Beis says Mishanim Bnei Shalom. Right, you're allowed to lie a little bit for peace. So great, lie for peace, big deal. And that's what the Meiri says. If you look at source one here, La'olam Yaniach Adam Makom L'Shalom. Always leave space for peace. Vafil Makom Shetzarach L'Shanos Yishana. Even if you have to lie a little bit, it's a lie. V'lo Sof Davar B'Mashenu Asu La'alos. Right, and he said, and this is even if, right, it's not just when something is going to remain hidden. He said, even if in a few minutes people will figure out what happened and they'll know that you lied for peace. Right, it's a temporary fix. That's also fine. How do I know? Because right, when they came to fight with him, but he said, but when you lie, don't lie more than you have to, right? Don't make an elaborate lie, right? He said just enough to make them go away. And right, he said, in general, that's the rule. He brings the second story.
Okay, so
Let's just finish the line. Then he says the last line, right? El Shani Maniach, Makom Shalom. The point is, make peace. Ramol Derech Ara, Itzurim Rabbanu Lohadel Lachavri Milse Tvei Madar Malayu V'chein Kol Yotzuah. And as part of this notion of making peace, it's don't escalate violence. If someone says something to you, respond in kind and no more. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't Beit Hillel say they do smicha even on Shlomi? Like, how does this story work?
But it's a on a Shalmei Chova. No, it's
is it Shalmei Tzibur? Is it possible? Is it?
One second. I mean, it's in the Geva She'ein Ola. According to right, but the only thing that's not true.
In the Keva, right? It's never an Ola that's in the Keva, right?
Right. So this is a Shlomim. I mean, this is a Shlomim, not an Ola.
The Shlomim still needs smicha.
Do machlov shalmei chagiga is machlov likar.
Maybe why did he give
they did this? Or Shalmei Chagiga, and this is in the Shita that Shalmei Chagiga, even Beishamai would say you do smicha. Right, which is one of the.
Oh, so then maybe they weren't upset because he does smicha.
Right, because it was the right carbon, right? It was the Shalmei Chagiga. No.
Shalmei Chagiga
are in the caves? No, I don't think so. Shalmei Chagiga. Right, Nekeva, he Shein Ola
Nekeva. Shalmei.
Unless he didn't do smicha.
Right. No, well, he's going to do smicha. That's the whole point, right? Because Bavan Ben Buja brings all the karbanos and does smicha. Right, this is... How does it work out? This is...
The only way to see that someone's reading it, so it's very...
Right.
It's been waste all that time.
Yeah, it's because
Beit Shammai does not allow a lot on Yom Tov at all.
Right, doesn't allow a lot at all. I mean, that's where we're in. That's what we're in. Oh, it doesn't allow a lot at all, and he's just saying it's a shlomim.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, right? Right. The Beit Shammai doesn't allow olos at all, right? And he's bringing a shlomim, and he's going to do smicha, right? But the issue is even bringing the karban. I think maybe that's what it is.
So in this story, Beit Hillel does not do smicha on the shlomim.
Well, it sounds like he does, just after they leave, right? Okay. Right after they leave, right? That's the whole point, right? He's saying they will notice in a minute. And you have to plug it into the previous vision. Maybe that's what it is, right? He's saying it's a, right? He's saying they don't allow an ola at all. Maybe I'm not it's one of those formulations from earlier. It's whatever's going on here, it's one of the positions of Beit Shammai that it would be usher, and Beit Hillel it would say old it's mutter. Okay, it sounds like they're arguing about the smicha, right about the smicha. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're arguing about the smicha, right? They're not arguing about the
right? It sounds like it, but the finals, I assume what Hillel Zaken did is he just said it's a shlomim.
Or this is within the position that you don't bring the shlomim, the regular shlomim, because you can't do smicha, right?
You bring the shlomim, but without doing
smicha. You bring it with...
Without... According to Beit
Shammai. Right, meaning it would sound like from the Gemara is that they thought it was an ola...
Right.
And he was going to do smicha, and he said, no, it's not an ola, it's a shlomim, right? Which even Beit Shammai agrees is less problematic, either according to Shitas that even Beit Shammai will agree on Shlomei Chagiga that you bring, right? Or you did smicha yesterday, whatever,
right?
You did smicha yesterday, or something like that. The point is that he, right, says, don't worry, there's a carbon I'm allowed to bring, and, right, he hides the fact that he's doing smicha from them. I mean, we have several possibilities of what exactly could be based on the previous Gemaras. Now, that really could be the end of the story, right? That, okay, so you're allowed to lie for peace, and that's it, right? That's the end of... That's it. It's fine. It's easy. The problem... It's not really a problem, right? But the potential problem is that there is a well-known but very problematic shita of the Amshul Shlomo that I wanted to bring up here. Now, Shlomo is an interesting position. That it's true, Misham Pinah Shalom, but Ziyuf HaTorah is Yihar Gval Yavor. that you're never allowed to lie about what the Torah says. And if you do, right, that's Yehar Gvel Yavor. And he gets that from the Gemara in 2. Right, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ukvar Shilcho Malchus Romi, Shnei Sardios, Eitzel Chachmei Yisraelim, Dinu Toraschem. Right, 2 Roman officers came to the Jews and said, teach us Torah. So Karu, Vishana, Vishilshut, they learned twice, 3 times. Vishas Ptirasu, when they finished learning, Amrulam, Tikdaknum Chol Torah Zeichem, Vemesu. We learned your whole Torah, and it's true, it's nice. Chutz means Dover Zesh Atam Amrum, Shor Shal 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 Kanani Pator. Except for the fact that a Jewish ox who gores a non-Jewish ox is exempt. But Shal Kanani Shinagach Shor Shal Yisrael, Bein Tam Bein Wun, Mishalim Nezik Sholim. And yet the other way, the non-Jew is always liable, full liability, if his animal damages a Jew. He says, Mimanev Shach, I don't get it. Ireya Ehu Dafka, if the halach only applies amongst Jews, right, amongst friends, I feel the Kanani Kinagach Yisrael lipat there. So then the non-Jew who gored the Jew should be exempt also. V'rei olav dafka, and when the pasuk says re'ehu, it doesn't only mean Jews. Afil di Yisrael ki nagach de kanani l'chayev. Then a Jew who gores the non-Jew should be chayev. Dover ze'ein anu maudiyem osel l'malchus. But because we like you, because everything else was fine, so we're not going to tell the king. Because if we told the king, that would put your lives in danger. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, based on this, says, well, wait a second. Why didn't, right, they came to teach them Torah, so why didn't they just hide this halacha? Right? It's clear that had they told the king, their lives would have been in danger. So why did they even teach them this halacha to begin with? I don't get it. So he says in 3, Gam Shaminin Mehai Braisa, Dasa Lashanas Divrei Torah, Afki Sakana. We learn from here that you can't change the Torah even in times of danger. V'chayev Limtzara Atzmola, you have to, right, give up your life for it. D'lo Chad Shinui D'Torah, Shemalchus HaRasha Gosra Aleim. Right, this was a time of decreasing at the Jews. Weren't they worried about such an eventuality? They know there's nothing worse than telling a non-Jew, we're exempt if we hurt you, but you're liable if you hurt us. How many destructions should they have worried about that would come from this? But Pran Malchus HaRisha, for sure, this evil kingdom, Shekol Machshavasam Rakli, his goal is Napel Al-Sonav, whose whole intent was to destroy its enemies. Vim Kain Hayel Al-Lashanav, they should have lied. Oshneim Chayavin. Oshneim Peturin, either say they're both exempt or both liable. And yet they didn't lie. El Shema Minashim Mechuyavim Ano Limsar Kiddush Hashem. So from here you learn that you have to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem. Vim Chas V'Shal Mishana Adin Haveki Kofer B'Teres Moshe. And if you change the halacha, so then you're a heretic. Umistama Ayrik Yigon Chasarim Shalu B'Pratim Al Kol Din V'Din. It must be that the non-Jews asked every halacha. Shor Shizrael Shanagach L'Shel Nachra V'Shel Nachra Shagol Shizrael V'Alkein Heshivu Ames Al Kiddush Hashem. So they answered the right thing. And they didn't have the ability to get out of it. Now, how does this relate to our sugya? And is this true? Those are the two questions I want to deal with, right? So, in our Gemara, Beis Hillel clearly is Mishanin Mibnei Hashalom, but the effect is also that he's admitting to their position, right? Which is clear in the Gemara, right? Bikshu Lekvoa Halacha Bosa Yom Kivei Shammai. That the result of his position, had Bava ben Buta not interceded, is that the halacha would have been paskin like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, even though the halacha should be like Beis Hillel.
It's still different.
Right? Ways. Right. So we could distinguish, and we could say, look, there's a difference between something which is subject to machlokes
right.
and something which is black and white. Right? You could say, right, we could mitigate this and say, okay, it's true that Beis Hillel thought the halacha is vaday one way, and Beis Shammai thought it was the other way. But okay, it's still, Beis Shammai was a legitimate bar plukta, so this is not, he's not saying X is Y, he's saying, okay, I can be quiet and let the machlokes go against me. I think my truth is that it's mutter, Beis Shammai's truth is that it's aser. Okay, but in the end of the day, that's different than saying, you know, X is not X. So that's one way of defending it. Right, that's a sort of easy way. If we want to defend the Yom Shel Shlomo, we would say, okay, lying about Torah and saying the opposite of what is true is Yeharik Val Yavor, because that's heresy. But allowing a position to exist which is not your own, that's fine. Or alternatively, there's a difference between lying straight out and implying a lie. Right? Because Beis Hillel didn't lie straight out. He just said, no, that's not what I'm doing. The fact that it would lead to a different halacha, okay, that's not his fault. As opposed to saying, Pemale, right, this is not what the Torah says. Or this is what the Torah says. So I think there are ways of defending the position of the Amshar Shlomo in light of this Gemara. However, briefly, I just gave you the fact that there are several Gemaras, at least another four, that are relevant to this discussion to see whether there is any need to defend the Amshar Shlomo, or in fact, this is just not true. So the first one he himself notes, which is the Gemara in Megillah of Daf Tes. So you just skip for a second to four. This is a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Titania, Ma'ase B'talmei HaMelech, Shekinah Shivim U'Shnayim Zekeinim," right? Well, the Targum Shivim, right? That the king brought in 70 elders, V'chizun B'Shivim U'Shnayim, Ba'atim, put them in 72 rooms, V'lo Gilu Lehem HaMach Kinsan, he didn't tell them why, V'nichnas Eichel Kolecha V'echad V'amar Lehem, Kis V'li Torah Moshe Rabchem, and he said, write down the Torah, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'lei Kolecha V'echad Eitza V'eskimu Kolon L'das Achas. So they all agreed, and the end of the Gemara is, they made the same changes in the translation of the Torah, I mean inaccurate changes in the translation of the Torah.
Famous joke from Rav Putnam, right?
No, what?
There's 72 separate rooms. If you had put them in the same room, they would never
have happened. Yes, the joke about Gush was the opposite, was that the greatness of Lichtenstein, because he was so methodical and he taught his students so well, was you could put 70 Gush guys in 70 rooms to analyze the same sugya, they would come up with the same understanding and it wouldn't be a miracle. Right? That's the Gush version of the joke.
Okay. Good.
Which is a compliment to Lichtenstein, I think. It's supposed to be. It's not fully true, but there's something to it. So that seems to be a case, right? Their lives were in danger, so they changed things. So the Amshar Shlomo defends himself. He says, "V'hadi sabivarekama de Megillah." Right back to the Amshar Shlomo. Then ma'ase b'talmid shekinis ayin beis geinim v'chule v'shinu v'torah hasam in shemayim dach askim v'adayu. Don't prove anything with that because God was involved. That kein ruach hakodesh haya. It was ruach hakodesh. That's an exception. And that's what the Gemara says. Nasrin Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'lei Kolecha V'echad. The God did it. V'havei Al Pi Hadibur V'od. Hasam Loshinu Shum Darim Mimash Mosoa. Loshinu Haloshim. Besides, they didn't change the meaning of the Torah. They changed the literal translation. D'lo Yahapchu L'Minus. The literal translation sounds wrong. U'Kemosh Shaninu Kachi Kavanas Hamikra Kipshuto. Aval Lomar Al Patur Chayv Al Hefech. But to say that something's mutter when it's also, or the vice versa, it could go for Torah's Moshe. And Mali Dimor Echad, and Mali Kol HaTorah. And who cares if it's the whole Torah or one halacha? He did it, Isa B'yoma, I'm a Rav, Kol HaShochech, Dor Echad, Mikol Talmud, Gorem, Golos, Lovanav. It's like we say, forgetting something from the Torah brings around exile. Or it's a horrible thing. Shnemar HaTishkach, Torah, Elokecha, Eshkach, Wanecha, Gamani, Alma, Dedavar Echad, Mitorah, Hu Nikra, Torah's Hashem. Okay. So that's a way of defending it. But there's a few other Gemaras which push against it. Also famous ones. Number five, right? This we learn every Tisha B'Av. Savar, right? In the middle of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story. So Savar Rabbanu L'Kruva Mishum Shal Malchus, right? So we remember, Bar Kamsa had made a mum in the Karban, and so that the Jews wouldn't want to bring the Karban. But the rabbis wanted to bring it anyways because they said otherwise our lives are in danger from the king. So Amar lo Rabbi Zechariah ben Akulas, Yomru Bali Mumin Kraven Lagavi Mizbeah. How can you do that? People will say that you're allowed to bring blemished carbonos on the Mizbeah. So Savar L'Mikdalei, so they said, let's kill him. So that he wouldn't tell the king. And Amar lo Rabbi Zechariah, Yomru Matamun Bekadrim Yareg. People will think that making a blemish in a carbon is a capital offense. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now what's going on here? Zechariah ben Avkulas sounds like, for lack of a better term, the Amshar Shlomo. Our lives are in danger, but we can't lead people to think something wrong about Torah. That, right, we can't let them think that you're allowed to bring a balmum. We can't let them think that you kill someone who puts a mum in Kadshim, right? It'll be a ziyuf haTorah. Except, what's the Gemara's conclusion? Aham Rabbi Yochanan anvin esanusto Rabbi Zechariah ben Akulas hechriva es beitenu v'sarva zechalenu v'heglinu maritzenu. His lack of confidence in doing one thing false, right, is what led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, right? So you have a Gemara that seems to imply that this is not true. Similarly, in six, the Gemara in Gittin, Amar lehu adrinu ni'alon. Reb Destoy Reb Yana Amar lehu in Reb Yezer Rakev Amar lehu lo. We're in the middle of a halachic discussion. But in the meantime, Rav Dostai said it's you can do it, and Rav Yossi says you can't. So the one who said you can't, have a kometzarole. They were driving him crazy. Amar lei chazi mar heichi ka'avid. And now they turn to the person who had said, who agreed with them, right? Do you see what I'm doing, right? Beating him. Amar lo tav ramalei. Yeah, it's fine, right? Ki asul gamei. Amar lo chazi mar lo mistayed lo sayan el amar lo nami tav ramalei. So later on, they said to him, "How could you not just say, right? I understand you didn't try to stop these barbarians, but how could you tell them it was right for them to hit Rabbi Yossi because he gave them that psak?" Amar le amai tavid achi. So why do you do that? Amar le osim neyadem hein. So he said, they're really, really strong. And they were going to kill me. So what do you mean? They're connected politically? And they have horses that they can run with, and chariots, and donkeys, and mules. Oh, that's the type of person you're dealing with? Then it was fine. And without getting to the whole details of the story, what's clear is, right, he was, right, to save his life, he was being mezayif the Torah, right? He was saying, they didn't want to know for an answer, right? So he said, it's mutter for you to hit him and to kill him and whatever, because he was afraid that they were going to kill him. But according to the Amshar Shlomo, it doesn't matter. Pikoach nefesh, you can't say it is mutter for you to do what is usher. So he can't say it's mutter for you to hurt him when it's usher. So here you have an explicit Gemara that in the case of Pikoach nefesh, it is permitted for him to lie about the Torah. And one more case, and seven is Ula b'miskel arad Yisrael islavu l'trein b'nei chozoi b'hadei kam chad shachtel chavrei. When Ula was going up there to Israel, so he had two people with him, and one killed the other. Amar le Ula yos avdei, that was great. Amar le inu parale beis hashchita, right? Yazal le Rav Yochanan amar le dilma chas v'shalom achzika yidei over yafeir. He said, oh, maybe. He said to him, did I do the right thing? Because I supported this guy who was sinning, right? I told him it was okay to murder. He said, no, it's good, because you saved your own life. And what else were you going to do, right? So you have two explicit Gemaras, right? According to the Amshar Shlomo, it's Yihar Gvel Yavar. You can't tell someone that something which is Asr is Mutter. We have two explicit Gemaras where the Gemara says, because it saved his life, it was Mutter.
So this goes into censorship also.
Yeah, right, and the censorship, we did this all the time. So therefore, I think even though we could have defended, the Amshul Shlomo from our Gemara, I think there are several Gemaras that push against the Amshul Shlomo and saying, no, in fact, it's just not true. Like we've seen our Gemara, like we've seen all these Gemaras, right? Even Ziyafat Torah is not Yehar Kvel Yavor, and there are reasons when you can lie, you can misrepresent Torah, that is something legitimate. Just to look quickly at some poskim on it in just the last 2 minutes. So Rav Henkin in 8, Bnei Banim, says, "Ve'ikra dira Yamshul Shlomo Kasha, Shemaisa Sakanas Nevashlo, Dia Lagoy, Shem Midin Torah, Shor Yisrael, Shenagal Shor Shal Akum Pater, Vashor Akum, Shenagal Shor Shal Shal Chayv, Aval Pichin, Loshina Zadin, Kevin Shetrichim Lamos, Akidz Hashem, Loshanas Vizve Torah, Imkain Ailam, Lassar Vilamid, Lozum Goyim, Givadi Adif, Lamos Mishtika, Losakin Klalis, Rolo Dazadin Lamalchos." He said, I don't understand the whole thing. If he was right that it's Yahar Gval Yavar to change the Torah, so I have a better idea. Why don't you just not learn with them? And what are they going to do? Say, I'll kill you if you don't learn with them? If you don't learn with me? So die. But if you're going to have to learn with them, and then that's going to endanger all of Klal Yisrael, because you have to tell them the truth about the Torah, so it's better you die than all of Klal Yisrael. Maybe they just didn't realize. They didn't think it was actually going to be dangerous. Right? So therefore, if they didn't think it was dangerous, so then, okay, then there's no raya, because the reason they taught them the Torah is because they thought, as in the end of the story, it wasn't a danger, right? They forgave them for it. So maybe they realized that, you know, at the end of the day, it won't be so dangerous. If that's the case, you have no raya from the Gemara. Rav Moshe in 9 says, "Hochicha atosim mihad de'ula shemutter makom sakana. Vatam kevin shein omer shu mutter el shiyos avad. He defends the Amshul Shlomo in the Gemara in 6 and 7, and he says, look, the Amshul Shlomo only said it's usher to actually say something false. But in the case where they saved their lives, they didn't. They just said, yeah, what you're doing is great. But they didn't actually say murder is mutter, they just sort of evaded. And according to the Amshul Shlomo, evasion is fine. And as we said, that may be what's going on in our Gemara, that he's not actually saying this is the halacha, he's just evading it, and evading may be less bad. Ironically, if you want to find longer discussions of this discussion, The only place in modern literature you find extensive discussions of whether we pass like the Yamshel Shlomo and Ziyuf HaTorah is in fact Yargval Yavor is in discussions about women's tefillah groups, right? Because Rosh Hechter and the other people who wrote the Tshuva of Tzilach Bekvatzon, right, devote an entire section of how Ziyuf HaTorah is Yargval Yavor, and since this looks like a minion, you're making look like a minion was not a minion, you're calling it a minion, so it's Ziyuf HaTorah, so it's Yargval Yavor. And then the rabbis, Dr. Frimmer, Ariendo Frimmer, in their article, have a very, very long footnote where they quote every source that has ever been written on whether, in fact, we paskin like the Yamshel Shlomo, and therefore whether this claim of Rosh Hechter is correct. So that is, I looked. That's the only place I asked Ray Turchiner. That was what he had. He had a footnote from the article written by Rabbis Dr. Frimmer on right women's minyanim, which is where there was a footnote about it. The last thing is just a tshuva of the Chizuk Chemed where this came up. Right, he said, I'll summarize the story. You can read it. But basically, there was a story. There were two people at a house on Shabbos. One of them opens up the plastic bottle. The other one yells at him and says, "How can you do that? How can you not be choshesh for the people who say you can't open bottles on Shabbos?" So he says, "Don't worry. I opened it before Shabbos. You didn't realize it was already open." And his wife said to him, "What are you doing? Right? Like, you're lying. Right? You're lying. Ich shikartalo." So he said, "Look. He has a Masorah from his Rebbeim that it's Asur. I have a Masorah from my Rebbeim, it's Mutter. So I decided that I was going to lie, because it's not worth the headache." So, but post facto, he asked, for Zilberstein, was that the right thing to do? So he quotes our Gemara, and he said, and he quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Meiri, who said, yeah, Mishanim b'pnei Hashalom. So he says, the last paragraph, Harei lanu k'dei limanu v'vikuchim v'kantarim mutl shanim v'emet. Yes, you're allowed to do that. Because of Amaretz Chiyus, and the Marzchiyah says in the context of Kalanav Chasuda, this Vinir Lahosif Shenidon Shalenu Kalios Mesipur BeGamara Kiyitel Alazok and Kolin Yisrael Nesunas Hilov. And he said, besides, even if you think that what Hillel did was problematic, which we think is mutter, he was a posek, so you could have at least thought that it was problematic because people were actually watching him, as the Gemara makes clear, to see what he was going to do to figure out a paskin. If you in your house, right, lie to. What's at stake in the end of the day? He said, obviously, it's going to make a headache, so lie, right? Which I think is an important thing, because sometimes this is necessary, right? Because someone will be like, how could we make it like that? I'm not being make it. It's not what you think. It's fine. What our Gemara tells us is that is, in fact, Mutter Kanira Lukol Hadea. So I thought that was just a light thing to end on.